At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Here are some grades from the Palm Beach Post. Letter grades for the Dolphins after the loss. What would you give Tua? This is the Palm Beach Post. What would you give Tua for his performance on Sunday?
C.
Solana?
C plus.
So the Post gave him a C minus. Tua was charged with 2 interceptions, really 3. One bounced off Jaylen Waddle's hands, but it's more than that. He was ineffective much of the day, but not all day. Tua went 8 for 8 for 57 yards in the closing minutes, hitting Darren Waller with a 7-yard TD pass with 46 seconds left to give Miami a short-lived lead. Only one group got an A. You want to guess?
Oh, an A? Nobody in the front 7 when you let them run that long. Oh, receivers drop balls. The kickers?
Running backs.
Oh, because it's just A-chan. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because nobody else touches.
Ollie Gordon got a couple of carries, I think. But, yeah, okay. The running backs got an A-. They say Devon A-chan showed his speed going around the right end for a 49-yard touchdown. Rushed for 128 yards, also scored on a 4-yard run. What would you give the receivers? I'll tell you what they gave the receivers in a second. What would you give the receivers?
Oh, B-.
Alana? Man, it's tough. A C-plus.
Yeah, Palm Beach Post gives them a C. Jaylen Waddle double-clutched a pass that resulted in an interception on Miami's second snap. Waddle atoned of sorts in the second quarter when he held on to a juggling catch as he slid out of bounds. It was good for a 45-yard catch to set up a field goal on the last play of the half. Waddle's most adventurous right sideline, finding no running room and dashing clear across the field to the left side. In the end, he was credited with gaining 0 yards, even though he covered about 35. Also, anyone seen Nick Westbrook-Ikhine?
No.
They give him a grade of a C. Ikhine was good for one catch a game the first couple games of the season. Now he just seems to be out there taking up space.
And maybe Julian Hill fought for that first down. Waller got the touchdown, but that's the tight end group.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's pretty much Waddle. Waddle has to do it all. Yeah.
Offensive line got a D. Defensive line got a D. Linebackers got a C. Defensive backs got a D. Special teams got a C. And coaching, what would you give coaching letter D. grade?
D.
Alana?
Man, maybe I'm on an island here, but I don't think the Dolphins lost that game because of coaching. I would give the Dolphins, they lost, but a B- in coaching?
Palm Beach Post gives them a D-.
Their schematics were amazing, Solana?
No, it's not that their schematics were amazing, but the Dolphins they take the lead. You had Jalen Phillips should have made a play. And then in the secondary, Ladd McConkey should have been tackled. That's two opportunities to win that game. Like, that's not on the coaches for these guys not executing their jobs properly, Crowder. So, I don't know. Like, you win if you don't have that big play by McConkey, you win that game. And I know we hate doing what ifs. Aside from the Tua controversy not happening, we're not talking about McDaniel here as a D or a D minus. And look, I'm not trying to defend Mike McDaniel, but the Dolphins didn't execute. The players did not execute in the biggest moment of the game. To me, that's not on the coach. That's on the players.
That's what Mike McDaniel said in the post-game press conference. He talked about executing in actual, real football formatics when the game is on the line. I'll tell you what the Palm Beach Post wrote. The Chargers were filled with backups, yet the Dolphins failed to capitalize. There were no answers for whatever Los Angeles threw at the Dolphins, and certainly no answers when the Dolphins had victory in their hands before the late defensive collapse for the decisive field goal with 5 seconds left. See, I think what the Post is doing there is more of a grand vision of what ended up transpiring, and there's a difference between what you're explaining and the way that they're grading it, because I'm kind of with Solana on that. Yeah. Like, the coaching itself, it wasn't I didn't feel like Mike McDaniel was outcoached at all, but at the end, you know, they didn't come out of there with the victory. So it's got to be, yeah. I mean, it's got to be someone's fault. It's not, listen, it's hard. It would be very difficult to give the coaching staff better than a D on a loss when you've lost 5 out of 6 games in a season.
Knowing that people are running the ball down your throat every single week and not having.
Speaking of throat, it's just not, it's not possible.
I have a good point. It was the almonds.
What is pooling in your throat?
I don't know.
On a constant basis. That
well,
you
stop
can't
being
get...
soy at this point.
I just.
I told you, man. I think it's the beetroot juice. Because I got a beetroot.
You
when
haven't
I,
had any beetroot juice. You've had bubbly. You've had potato chips. You've had almonds. You've had a Hot Pocket.
We have a production assistant, and she always asks, hey, you want coffee? I'm not a big coffee guy. I was like, is there a juice spot around here? Give me some beet juice, because, you know, I'm a juicer. I think it's the beet juice, bro.
You sent out a production assistant to go get you beet juice?
Yeah. She's
that is
a little
such annoying. Diva behavior, because
that's crazy, man.
Like, she's asking specifically, does anyone want coffee? And because you're one of the stars of the show, you go, no, I would like some beetroot juice. And now this poor lady has to go out and find the diva beetroot juice while she's going to see at some point empty wrappers for a Hot Pocket, potato chips, almonds.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And she's going to know that she spent a half hour of her day getting this jackass beetroot juice when because he's juicing, but also he's on the Frito-Lay diet during the day.
The juice place was closer than the Dunkin' Donuts. How about
that? But I'm assuming she was going to Dunkin' Donuts for the rest of the people.
And it was the same direction. She got my beet juice on the way back.
No.
It was. I'm telling you, because we looked it up. She was like, I don't know if any.
That's such a bad look.
I don't know if there's any beetroot around here. I said, well, let's look on the old Google machine.
She said to you, I don't know if there's any beetroot juice. And you said, let's look it up together.
No, I actually already looked it up because she was like, hey, I'm going to go on a run here. And I was like, okay. And I put up juice near me. And I was like, hey, it's a juice place 700 feet away from us. You know, New York, everything's packed up tight. 700 feet. The Dunkin' Donuts was around the corner. If everybody got beetroot juice, she could have saved time. I was helping her out.
Man, bad look.
Back to this is what I was going to say. You talk about bad coaching. You know your run defense is trash. You're 32 out of 32. That's pretty bad, right? You don't have any other fronts. You have no other blitzes. You have no other approach. Speaking of Anthony Weaver, knowing when they're going to run the ball, because all of y'all knew when they were going to run the ball. They put the little bitty dude in there to run the ball the first time when he went left. Oh, yeah, what are you going to do again? We got 30. They went left again. So I would say Anthony Weaver, knowing his run defense is trash, he had nothing to answer their run. And then scoring 6 points between the end of the first quarter and the start of the fourth quarter. They went 30 minutes of football and had a damn halftime break in the middle to recalibrate your game plan, came out in the third quarter, couldn't piss a drop. That's where I'm saying the coaching is a D. You're not adjusting to anything the other team is doing.
Yeah. Same thing happened in Carolina, by the way, where the Dolphins have that 17-0 lead. We talked how like Waller got no targets after that. And then until that final or second to final drive from Tua, where he throws the bomb to Waddle, the Dolphins offense was just non-existent. I'm with you. And I think if you look at it, big picture, all the coaches, because factor in special teams, I guess, if you want to, giving up a 40-yard return on the most important play of the game to that point. The coaches didn't perform well. I was just talking specifically about Mike McDaniel. I'm not saying he should skate here, but I mean, he put that team in a position to win, did he not? They had a lead.
And you're doing it without Tyreek, you know.
Yeah. And then you're two guys on your defense are supposed to go out there and execute in a big moment a play that wins you a football game. And they didn't do that, especially Jalen Phillips, supposed to be one of your best players. And he didn't do it.
Not close.
And that's what getting watching the Buffalo game last night. Buffalo got the ball, went down and scored in the first possession. At halftime, Joe Brady went in there, figured something out, got the ball, drove straight down and scored in the first possession of the second half. That's what offensive gurus do. We used to do that. Mike McDaniel, we used to talk about it years ago. Oh, man, we come out of second half, we're going to have something for him. We have nothing for him anymore. We have a free punt. Punt team, get ready. First drive of the second half. We're not doing that anymore.
All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines. We're going to give away that Twin Peaks $50 gift card sometime in the final hour of the program. And I'll give you details on how to win tickets to a flyaway to see Rush in concert at Madison Square Garden. So do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.